Yo, what's up, everybody? We're back. You know, shout out to everybody that watched the King Lowe's. I know we got some other stuff coming. I'm back again with BZ. We're talking about the Sky Zoo project, Music for My Friends. Real quick though, fan funding, man. You know, we've been doing this for a minute, man, and we appreciate everybody that has donated. Trust us, we definitely appreciate your contributions. But you know, if you guys love what we're doing, want to support, you know, go to the main channel, hit the fan funding. You know, you can contribute anywhere from a dollar to whatever you want to throw in the pot. All of it goes back to us putting out more content. So, you know, and you know, that's ultimately what you guys want. So we appreciate it. More importantly, make sure you subscribe to this channel, share it with a friend, everything, man. So we're trying to get back. We're gonna definitely try to finish the year strong. And I'm hoping you guys are really, really, really loving these one-on-one
they
reviews
are.
Because I think it's gonna be really good.
They are. Move forward. And I don't know if y'all said it before, but we're gonna switch up the pairings. I know this is probably like our second pairing. Mm-hmm. And you and FIFO did two already, and yeah. It's gonna be Ken and Mike. I'm gonna do one with FIFO. So it's just like we're gonna switch the pairings up. It's not gonna be the same pairings. We're gonna spice it up for y'all, man.
So, yeah, which it might be three.
It might be three. It might be. They might do a review without me, or we might do one without Ken.
Sometimes FIFO's on record. There's just some hip hop albums that he's just not into.
Yeah. So you never know.
This is for you guys, man. You guys have asked for reviews, more and more reviews, and we're gonna give it to you, even though it's not all of us, man. But you know, this is what you want, so we're just trying
to. More content, we're giving it to you guys.
That's right. Sky Zoo, rapper from New York,
Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy.
Down the street from Biggie.
He's been around for a minute. He was with Jamla and Duck Down, and he released The Salvation on Duck Down, right?
No, it was Jamla.
It was Jamla?
Yeah.
Jamla. Okay. I think the wikis are wrong.
The Dream Defer, I think Dream Defer was the Duck Down, like kind of Jamla Duck Down imprint. But he released some mixtapes too, The Great Debater.
Theo versus JJ.
Yeah, Theo versus JJ.
Live from the tape deck
with Illmind. So yeah, I mean, he's been band practice, the freaking, I got my stuff right now, Corner Store Classic, mm-hmm. OD to Reasonable Doubt with Ant-Man Wonder.
Crazy project.
The Penny Freestyle Series, mm-hmm. So yeah, he's been putting in work for a minute. Dream Deferred, which we reviewed as a crew last time, Sky's been putting in work. So.
Yeah. What was the first Sky's project you heard?
Cloud Nine. Yeah, with him and Ninth Wonder.
I've heard, I've listened to the singles and stuff like that, but I think the first one for me was The Salvation when I really sat down. I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah, okay. This dude is the truth. Yeah, I mean, I've seen him, I've listened to him on freestyles. I can't say.
I didn't know he was on 106 and Park. He was on 106 and Park freestyle. I saw an old clip where he battled that the Asian kid.
Oh wow!
Jen, I think that's.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
He was on 106 Park Freestyle Fridays or Battle Fridays or whatever they used to have. So.
Damn, that's what's up. Yeah. So, yeah, man, Sky Zoo is cool. We've interviewed him a couple of times. And this is the project. Make sure you guys go watch the interview that he did with The Joint because he kind of talked about this project a little bit. But now it's here. Music for My Friends. What did you think about this album?
Just for my. Three or four listens of this project. I mean, I really, you know, I enjoyed it. It's pretty much what I expected from Sky Zoo. Great lyricism, great storytelling, you know, because now with this album, he's kind of telling his perspective from, I guess, his teenage self. Because when I first popped it on and when I heard it talking, I'm like, I wonder is that really him as a kid or he just, you know, grabbed it, you know. In perspective the album, I think it is him as the teenager kid, but like, I think that would be dope if he found like an old audio of him saying, like, what if this was an album he'd envisioned since he was like, you know, since he was a teenager? Like, I think that would be kind of, I think, Skyler, if that's true, that would be kind of dope if that is, if this was like an album he envisioned him doing as a young, you know, teenager kid, you know? So, and hearing that teenager, I'm like, oh, okay, so, you know, this is music for my friends. So I'm thinking like, oh, he's talking from perspective as when he was young, growing up in Bed-Stuy, mm-hmm. Brooklyn, you know, like Suicide Doors. You got him talking with him, and I not only just him talking perspective from him. I think he's talking from perspective from him and his friends growing up. Because, you know, if you listen throughout between tracks, you got different friends shouting him out. Yo, it's my day one, you know, Skyzoo, my brother, and, you know, all his friends and close real friends before the fame is, like, kind of talking to him loose throughout this album. So I think on certain songs, like I said, Suicide Doors, Moments That Matter, I think some of those songs are perspective songs from not only from him, but from his friends
from
as
his
well.
Friends,
yeah. So I think that's cool. And another thing I love about this, and it's, it feel like me and Skyzoo, we agree on beat selections. He does have a good ear for beats. He has, most of his albums, especially this one and A Dream Deferred, he has a good way of kind of blending in the perfect boom bap type of that jazz feel all the time. Like, it's jazz, but it's not too jazzy, but it's still New York and boom bap at the same time. Like For Sale, Everything's For Sale, perfect. I think that's a perfect one. Perfect one. Money Makes Us Happy with Black Thought. You know, they talk about
that.
Yeah, you know, of course, you know, I'm a Black Thought fiend. So, yeah, Black Thought, him, they talking about the reasons of money making them happy, which, as a teenager, you're gonna think that.
Which is a different outlook on what people typically say about money, right? Mm-hmm. Money is the root of all evil.
Right.
And he's like, nah, money makes us happy.
Right.
You know, and I thought that was dope that he kind of flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me on that track, Bilal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bilal, so soulful. He's so soulful, man.
Yeah. Like, you knew what Black Thought was going to do. You knew what Skyzoo was going to do. But Bilal was like the icing on the cake. To kind of just come in and just.
And
it
wasn't too extra. Like, you know how sometimes people have singers on their hooks or whatever, or just on their songs, period. They'd be like, too much. But yeah, I think Bilal, for the mood of that track, he fit that track like so perfect. And I was really, I'm surprised, you know, on Metal of Trust, which is produced by Black Metaphor, I'm surprised Skyzoo didn't spit a verse on that at all. It was just what's her name? Saba? I hope I'm saying that right. Saba, she was singing. Shout out to Saba. She did a good job on that as well, too. But yeah, I was expecting to hear, like, kind of like how Nothing's Gonna Stop Us, like on our joint mix. I'm thinking she was singing. She pretty much carried the whole song. I thought Skyzoo was just gonna come in and finish it in. Speaking of the joint, what's the name again?
Mosaic.
Mosaic. I'm glad, shout out for, I guess, ever since them collabing, I remember seeing Skyzoo tweet her, too. When after we released the joint, he was like, yo, you know, I love you on that joint. Like, let's link up. Next thing you know, I look at the album, I'm like, oh, snap. She was on Civilized Lecture, which is a good joint, which I think it kind of touches on them, you know, going to school, getting lectures from the street dudes around the Best Eye, bodegas in the corners and all that stuff. So, I mean, I think it's cool him doing this, telling the story, because that's one thing about Skyzoo that I've always liked is his storytelling ability. It's just like, man, he kind of puts you in that. He puts me right there on that album cover, where they on the porch.
Store.
It's like,
yeah,
on that stool. It's like, wow, he puts me right there. And you know, that's one thing I like about Skyzoo is that he just able to just suck me in and put me right in that mood of I'm a dude with my Yankee fitted on from New York too. So I thought that was him.
What I picked up from it was about choices. You know, the choices that we make, they're kids and they're seeing this stuff. You know, they're seeing the dudes on the street. You know, they're in school and they're in the lectures like you were talking about. But what are the choices in life that you're gonna make? And that kind of is what I got. Like you're saying, he's rapping or probably telling four different stories about from his friend's perspective and the different choices they make. And if I'm wrong on that, please, Skyzoo and anybody else, correct us. But you know, we're trying to interpret it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he said in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I thought that was unique because what he did was, with the intro, is he made you come back and listen to it again.
Yeah.
So the repeat listens were there, and he didn't give it to you all in like one digestible chunk. And I thought that was dope.
It's interesting that you mentioned that about choices, because when I think of the Jadakiss track, feature track of See a Key, I think that's a perfect example of, you know, and I'm just speaking too from my experience being young too, growing up in the inner city of Detroit, like seeing guys that was around my age or a little older, you know, making that drug money, making that fast money, you know, driving these whips, you know, across the, but with they sounds, driving across the street, driving in your neighborhoods and stuff. And it's like, you know, is you gonna make that choice to go that route, or are you gonna still stay with the route you're going, where if you're an MC, you know, like his boy said, man, you used to be in the lunchroom, you know, used to kick the flows and all that stuff. Like, it's just like you said, choices. I that's really, damn, I'm glad you mentioned it. That's a good point. I didn't even think of that. And then, like, things I should have told my friends. That's another one. When you mentioned that, it just made me think of that right away. Like, damn, choices. Like,
think about the skit before it, and I think it was from The Wire, right?
When he was package.
Bodie's gonna get a package, but right at the end, he was like, "Yo, are you coming to the gym?"
Yeah.
And it was like, "Nah, I'm gotta go do whatever."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Alright," but that was a moment.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna be like,
"That's a good point."
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So things I could have told my friend was like, "Yeah, I probably should have, you know, tried to help him out, make a different choice at that time." And if you go back to the intro track, it was like he had a lyric in there where he talked about the courses. You know, the courses that we take and the different courses of life, and he kind of flipped that. And then towards the end, I can't remember if it was some things I told my friend or one of the ending tracks or whatever, but it was one of the tracks towards the end, he kind of referenced back to the choices and the different decisions that they've made to get to the point that they were at. Because it ended with DJ Nice, right?
Yeah.
Who was there with them when Skyzoo started out.
Yep.
And he has this career. He's like, "Yo, I was there and I'm here with you now," and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Like, I can't really put together what other choices his homies made, but it was like it ended with almost like a success towards the end. So that's kind of what I picked up on it. And I know I was talking to Rod about it. He pointed something out that I didn't even pick up at all. Rod, you wanna tell me what you was talking about, one of the first singles he dropped?
When I saw it pop up on my feed, it was Suicide Doors.
Suicide Doors, yeah.
Yeah, so like, when I heard it, I saw the picture, and I think a lot of people felt the same way I did, like, initially, before even hearing the song or whatever. It was like, "Yo, but that's not Suicide Doors," or whatever, like, what is that? And, but then, like, I heard, like, him in interviews and stuff like that, and then when I actually heard the song, I was like, okay, it's about ignorance of thinking that those are suicide doors when it's actually, you know, butterfly doors on Lamborghini or whatever. So I was like, "Oh man, that's ill." So it just goes along with the whole concept of what he was trying to do. So I was like, "Oh man, that's dope." Because I really thought for a minute, I was like, "Yo, that's not, you know, being into cars, like, yo, that's not
suicide doors." Yeah. I didn't see the artwork. I wish
I saw the artwork before I heard the track or whatever. And it's crazy because people that heard the track still was thinking the same thing. I was like, "Nah, man, you got to go back and listen."
The only song I heard that was like, I guess, like the single was Luxury, which he sampled, I can't think of the name, but Tribe Called Quest sampled it, as well as 8 Million Stories, which is actually my least favorite track on the whole album was Luxury, but you know, other than that, but that was the only song I heard. I didn't even know Suicide Doors was another like lead single for the album.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if it was, I think it was a single. I saw the cover.
It was a single.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure. But yeah, man, it just shows like the ignorance of a child or hearing somebody else say it, because if you listen, he has a sample of Kanye and it led up to Suicide Doors. This is Kanye, he's a grown man. I mean, he just really put a lot of thought into this, man.
Yeah.
And I really commended him as a writer. And I think that's what I was telling Kim. I was like, this guy is
a writer,
really good
writer,
man. He's a talented artist, man. This dude is no joke when it comes to the pen game.
And he's been that way since Cloud9. It was just like when the bodega. It's just like, he's always been that way, man, and I always been a fan.
But you know what makes that so crazy is that we've seen him work, and it comes like that.
Yep.
Like, he hears the beat, he writes to the beat, and he's still able to come up with what he's able to come up with, and I think that speaks to the talent of him. You know, like Rod said, as a writer, and when Rod pointed that out, like, it added another element to the whole album that I didn't pick up. Because now all of a sudden I'm listening to the Kanye sample completely different. And the DJ stuck with that for a minute with the scratches. Because he really wanted that to kind of just sit with you and resonate. And it also, you know, as you continue to listen to it and listen to some of the lyrics, also listen to like the ignorance that spewed upon us as a child.
I mean, it's probably plenty of stuff out there that we just been saying it's just not right.
That's not right.
But we don't know better.
I want to touch on one thing too before we finish up is when I heard the song "A Woman Who Could Cook," I'm surprised. Have an MC ever made a song about that? Like, the appreciation of meeting a bad chick or just a nice looking female that also can cook, like in this day and age. Like, I'm trying to think. I don't think an MC never touched on that stuff before. So when as I'm listening to it, I'm like, "Oh damn." I said, "I don't think no one ever really touched on the woman can cook type of analogy before." I thought that was pretty interesting, because I'm thinking, Black Thought never said nothing, Black Mill. I'm thinking like rapper, Talib Kweli. I'm just thinking of like conscious rappers that would think of something like that. Mos Def never touched on that. So I'm like, I thought that was a pretty good little, a touch on it,
It was different. It was an interesting song. I was still trying to understand like its purpose within,
the,
you know,
album.
The album. Because yeah. I was like, is this Skyzoo's, you know, storyline now? Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm on? But again, I got to continue to listen to it to figure it out. The last thing I want to bring up also was that, you know, toward the end, you kept hearing them talking about, no, it was a skit about the kids talking about the money. Mm-hmm. Talking about, yeah, man, I just want to go to school. I just want to be fly, man. You know, that, and it was like, that's all they wanted. And it's like, man, come on, man. Like,
if I could play a lottery ticket, I would.
Yeah, but I can't play a lottery ticket. Yeah. Like, I got to go to the street because this is the only way I can get fly, because I got to be fly for my friends. Yeah. And I'm like,
oh. It's about fast money, too. Yeah. Like, you thinking fast money, not thinking longevity. Like, these are things.
What you said, choices, man.
Choices, man.
Like, I see a key. Like you said, with the song with Jadakiss, man. I mean, it all makes sense. It just, like, it makes perfect sense. Skyzoo, if you're watching this, man, like, you know, Barrel Brothers, you showed us that you can be on your spit and shit. But on this, when it comes to your writing and your concept and your storytelling, your lyricism, everything, you continue to show me that you A+ in that department. You know what I'm saying? As well as spinning, which you showed us as well. And we all gave you positive reviews from Barrel Brothers. But thank you for still. It's, for me, it's like one of these things where if it's not broke, don't fix it. I love when you come up with real well thought out conceptual albums. You know, keep doing that. Shout out to you for having great ear for beats. Thelonious Martin, he produced a couple tracks on there. Illmind, I mean, Black Metaphor, Apollo Brown. I gotta get that vinyl because I gotta hear what you and Elzai did, man. Like, I gotta hear it. The Elzai track is only on if you purchase a vinyl. So, and I know I'm talking long, but I wish I kind of would have listened to this a little bit more. I think this might be one of those, like, why you, I go back and it might make it for the end of the year. So it just didn't make my top. I think it would have made my mid-year top five if I just would have had a little bit more time to sit with it, like an extra 2 weeks or something just to sit on this album. But superb album, man. I love it. This was a definitely good project. Thank you.
It's about life choices. And this is a grown man's album. And you know, reflecting on like the choices that were made from you guys, and I like that you made an ode to your friends, like you put that out there. I think that's dope. You know, obviously your pen game is tight, but I think what Rob pointed out to me earlier needs to be put out there more. You're just a hell of a writer, man, and you know, I think people need to recognize that as well. You know, I think that needs to be put out there even more. The fact is you've been around for a while and you continue to challenge yourself, and not only challenge yourself, but you're challenging us as a listener. And as a listener and a guy that's a fan of your music, I can appreciate that because you're forcing me to go back and listen to this album to make sure that I didn't miss anything. And as a guy that's, you know, is a slight perfectionist, like I'm going to make sure that I didn't miss anything. You know, so the repeat listens are there. So, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I think you continue to elevate and push yourself even more. And I think that's dope. And, you know, and as long as you don't make any whack shit, man, you always got our support.
Yeah,
you know, and you have it so far. So, you know, your track record is really, really solid. So keep it up, man. Just keep doing what you're doing.
And I don't know if we probably thank you enough, but still thanks for being a part of the joint mixtape that we released. You know, really appreciate it. So if you haven't heard that from us, you're hearing it from us now. We really appreciate your contribution to the joint mixtape. And thanks again. You can find both of the projects in the description, right up under in the video. So click it, buy it. If you listen to me all the time, listen to me now. Buy this album, you will enjoy it, and download the joint mixtape if you still haven't listened to it yet. And check out his joint he got with Black Metaphor on there. It's dope as hell. Nothing's gonna stop. And Mosaic. Yep.